AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Russia and Syria say the fighting in eastern Aleppo is over. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Russia's UN ambassador says the Syrian government has retaken control of eastern Aleppo and that civilians remaining in the area can be evacuated or assisted. Vitaly Churkin made the claim at the end of yet another Security Council session in which Western powers decried what they say are Russian and Syrian atrocities. Now he says the fight is over.
Now that eastern Aleppo has been freed from the terrorists, I suppose they can enter eastern Aleppo and help in our humanitarian effort there.
The United States, France, and the United Kingdom accused the Syrians and their Russian allies of rounding up and killing civilians in the city. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. coalition envoy Brett McGurk says two Islamic State militants killed by an airstrike in Syria were involved in the Paris rampage of last year.
They were responsible for planning and facilitating the November 13th attacks in Paris last year. They were also actively plotting attacks when they were killed on December 4th in the streets of Raqqa.
He was one of the stars of the TV show Growing Pains.
As long as we got each other.
Actor Alan Thicke has died after suffering a heart attack in Los Angeles. The Canadian-born TV host, actor, and writer composed several popular theme songs, including the original theme for The Wheel of Fortune and The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. Alan Thicke was 69. In Oakland, California, city and county officials have approved opening negotiations with an investment group on a possible $1.3 billion stadium project that supporters hope will sway the Oakland Raiders to stay. Earlier this year, Mark Davis said he was committed to moving the Raiders to Las Vegas. Forecasters say Arctic cold is expected to spread across the northeastern United States, while the Midwest remains frigid through the work week. This is AP Radio News. The police chief of Bakersfield, California, says an unarmed 73-year-old man was refusing to take his hand out of his pocket when he was fatally shot by an officer who had good reason to believe he had a gun.
As Mr. Serna got within 15 to 20 feet of Officer Serna fired seven rounds at Mr. Serna. I'm sorry, Officer Selman fired seven rounds at Mr. Serna, striking him, and Mr. Serna fell in the driveway.
His family says 73-year-old Francisco Serna had dementia and did not have a gun when an officer killed him just after midnight Monday. In a court near Philadelphia, a judge has admonished both the prosecution and defense after a shouting match broke out over the names of the women accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports.
It became quite heated. The judge said, you have to act civilly in here. I think tempers did calm down ultimately.
Prosecutors are trying to show Cosby had a history of drugging and molesting women. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.